I know from the start of all of this in Carrollton, back in October, November, many of you were familiar with the name of Dave Davis taking over as the acting superintendent in the Carrollton Exempted Village School District after their former superintendent, Dr. Dave Quattrocchi, was suspended and then he resigned after he was criminally indicted in a money laundering scheme along with three other people, including a school board member and a teacher and one other person. But as of last Wednesday, so 6 days ago, Dave Davis was officially appointed the school district's 24th superintendent, and he takes over after spending the last 4 months or so as the acting superintendent. Joining us right now is Mr. Dave Davis, Carrollton's new superintendent. Mr. Davis, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Jordan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Congrats on a fun weekend at the state tournament. I was telling people earlier in the show that you are one of the bowling coaches there, and Carrollton, we all know, has a fairly good bowling program. So congrats on a fun weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was a great weekend. Kids had a lot of fun, did well. So, yeah, anytime you can end your season at the state tournament, you probably had a pretty successful tournament or pretty successful season. So,
yes, for sure. Mr. Davis, I just want to get right to it. You are now the new superintendent in Carrollton, but you're not new to Carrollton. You've been in the school system as an educator for the last 27 years, but you graduated almost 40 years ago from Carrollton, 38 years ago. I'm not trying to date you here, but 1985 is when you graduated from CHS yourself. What's it mean to be appointed by the school board to take over as the superintendent in Carrollton?
Sure. It really means the world to me. This is just the place that I want to be. This is when my wife and I got married and wanted to think about having kids. This is kind of where we wanted to be. So we moved back here and I was able to get a job here as a teacher and then moved into an assistant principal's job and a principal's job. And this is just where we've always wanted to be. And to have the opportunity to have the ability to take over into this new role and to lead this district where I graduated, my parents graduated, and my kids both graduated is just a dream come true.
And you were very emotional when you spoke last Wednesday in front of former, colleagues, the staff, your family. Why were you so emotional? Is it because Carrollton is the place, if you were going to become a superintendent, it was going to be the place that's been your home for so many years?
Sure. It's just when I interviewed and when I talked to the board, one of the things, and I didn't know if this was a positive for me or a negative for me, but I told them, it's like, if you're looking for someone that has a burning desire to be a superintendent, then I'm not your guy. But if you're looking for somebody that has a burning desire to be the superintendent at Carrollton Schools, then I am the guy, because this is the only superintendent job that I want. The only superintendent job that I would apply for. This is my home. This is where I'm from. This is where I've built my work. We talked about Mr. Holland's Opus, an old sappy movie kind of. But I talked about that a little bit. And this is my work. This is my life. This is where I've been. This is where almost half of my life has been spent at Carrollton Schools. And this is where I want to obviously continue that and to continue in this new role and to be able to do that. So again, it's just kind of a lifelong kind of thing. I think my parents both would be looking down and be pretty proud and of being able to be whatever. My dad was on the school board for 24 years when he was here in town. My wife was the a secretary for J. Wendell Herron. So our roots go deep here in Carrollton, and it's an emotional time, and we're just really looking forward to get started and to kind of lead this next chapter here at Carrollton Schools.
One thing that I thought really stood out, Mr. Davis, last week when you were giving your speech and thanking everyone, is that you said, I didn't know how to do an interview for to be a superintendent because I had never planned to be a superintendent. What was that process like for you when it finally hit that, okay, I've been the acting superintendent. Now I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to apply. Maybe I can continue in this role permanently.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It was the thing. Like, I know I've interviewed hundreds, thousands, probably, of teachers over the years, to try to hire new teachers here or there. And but I've never put myself or never been in that position to know what to bring. I don't know what to bring to a superintendent's interview. Do I have a portfolio? Clearly, reference letters and a resume, whatever, but just I've never done it and wasn't sure exactly what that process entails. But I kind of came up with something and I provided to the board, just kind of my vision and some of the things that in my character, experience, vision, service, and determination, just some thoughts on those areas, and that's kind of what I based my discussion with them, and some of the things that I highlighted where I thought that I could be effective as a superintendent through some of those character traits.
So just to be clear, it was never in the back of your mind, I'm going to apply for a superintendent at another district. You had never it had never really been on your radar to apply for a superintendent job, had it?
It had not, no.
And this, kind of opened up, and we all know the backstory, and here you are in Carrollton. So congratulations on that. What are some goals that you have for down the road as you want to work with the staff and the school board? Or is it a little too early to talk about that?
Well, I mean, it may be a little early. I think the goals are initially we're ready to start a new building project. So we're going to break ground in May on a new elementary building. So that's obviously first and foremost on everyone's front burner to make sure we're getting that done. And that's progressing. But I think as far as goals to what we need to do, I told my staff for years that I don't necessarily have the knowledge, that the knowledge is with my staff. I mean, they're the ones that have the knowledge. They're the ones that know what needs to be done. They're the ones that know how to get it done. I feel like my job is to work with them side by side to make sure I get them the things they need to be able to do their jobs. That's what I'll be working with them, just to try to get an overall feel for where they are and what they need.
If anyone in the district knows the staff and how the staff operates, it would be you, right? You've been in the district 27 years as an educator, the last 17 as the principal. What has the staff meant to you in this journey to become the school superintendent?
Sure. So much support from the staff. I mean, lots of them have talked to me and said, they really support me. I got a lot of emails and text messages from them. Congratulating me and thankful that I got named to this position. They are the best. They're the best staff anywhere anybody could ask for. And I'm really looking forward to be able to work with them, all of them now, because I've been with the middle school and high school for the past years. Now I get to add the elementary school, and then all the bus drivers and cooks and everybody kind of will be able to work together with all of those different groups. And I'm just really looking forward to getting started with that.
And lastly, Mr. Davis, your family, they've been there from the jump, and your history in Carrollton, it spans back generations. You graduated there, your kids have graduated from there, and your parents had graduated from Carrollton.
Correct.
To have the love and the support to help push you to to be the best that you can, to pursue this new position, what's it mean to have your wife and your kids there along the way for this journey?
It means the world. I mean, that was when I got probably the most emotional at the little press conference or whatever, talking about them, talking about what they mean to me. They're the world to me, all of them. And it was great that they were able to be there. My son was able to take off work. My daughter got out of she's a fourth year med student. She was able to get out of the hospital a little bit early and get here to be able to be there and be present. It just meant the world that they kind of said they didn't know if they were able to make it, and they're there, and it just made made all the difference. So family is important. I mean, family is important to me, and community is important to me. Woody Hayes said a long time ago, "You win with people." So I mean, I have great people around me. My starting with my wife and kids. My staff, just all the people that are in my life are such a blessing to me. And again, I'm just really looking forward to getting started with this next chapter.
Mr. Dave Davis, we really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on the new position and best of luck. We hope to catch up with you. We know there's some building projects that are in the works, especially this new elementary school that's set to break ground in May. Thanks so much for taking the time, and we'll catch up with you later.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Have a great day.